This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. And now it's your chance to join us to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last 60 days, give us a call now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. You play the challenge, you get through, we give you a choice of categories, you choose the category, you answer the questions, you earn the points, and if you get enough points, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
You know what you should do one of these days? Bring in the donuts and we'll torture Ian. Because he's on his, what diet is it?
Keto.
The keto diet, which is like the Atkins diet. No,
keto. It would test my willpower. Yes, it would be a good test
because it's a no carbohydrates.
Yes.
Diet.
Ah, okay.
So just bring him in, and we'll, you know what? We'll just gently place the box of donuts right in front of the control board.
Okay,
and we'll see if he can just handle the aroma.
All right, I'll bring him. I'll bring some in.
Okay, good.
All right.
What else do we have as prizes?
We also have Peroni's Pizzeria gift cards. They have two locations. They also have one in Florissant, and they have one at St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
Another thing you can't eat.
Yes, that is correct. You can scrape off all the toppings.
It's the Harris torture.
Cheese and pepperoni.
I'll tell you what, I'll swing by and bring some donuts in, and I'll have Rick throw some pasta and some stuff together.
Really throw the gauntlet at me.
Yeah,
we'll throw it all there. We also have Skyview movie passes to the Skyview Drive-In.
Yeah, the Skyview Drive-In on North Belt West in Belleville. Still open 7 days a week, right up through Labor Day weekend. This week on Screen One, they're showing Pete's Dragon and Ice Age Collision Course. That's a nice double bill for the kids. And on Screen Two, a movie I really like that just opened today called War Dogs with Jonah Hill and Miles Teller. And also Suicide Squad, which is still doing big box office. So those are your double bills at the Skyview Drive-In, and you can have tickets to that if you like.
And we also have a pair of tickets to see the Fab Four. It's the ultimate tribute to the Beatles. It's on October 7th at the Family Arena. If you want to buy tickets, they're available right now at the Family Arena box office or through MetroTix, or you can win a pair here if you choose.
And we have a bonus prize if you get all the questions in your category correct.
You'll get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, pizza delivery. Just go to Candici's.net.
All right, now let's meet the first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, what's going on?
You tell me, because as a contestant here, you get the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. You can use some prearranged commercial endorsement for some income if you like, or if not, to shout out to the family, or if you want, suck up to the boss. Your choice. Go ahead.
Well, as a veteran and a VA employee, I want to encourage all veterans to utilize the VA and their resources.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what you choose from of the first three of the five total that we will have here. The categories always start with our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two is Showbiz Week. Or category three, Sea to Shining Sea. Which one would you like, Charlie?
Sea to Shining Sea.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. You got to do 8 points or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What body of water is adjacent to Destin, Florida?
That would be the Gulf of Mexico.
That's correct. What body of water is adjacent to Chicago, Illinois?
Lake Michigan.
Correct. What artificial lake in the Ozarks of southwestern Missouri and northwestern Kansas was created in the 1950s when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers built a dam on the White River?
Pass.
What is the largest island in Greece and the fifth largest in the Mediterranean Sea?
Crete.
Correct. What two countries is the Tasman Sea between?
The Yugoslavia and Czechoslovakia.
Australia and New Zealand. Back to the three-pointer. What artificial lake in the Ozarks was created in the 50s when the Corps of Engineers built a dam on the White River?
Oh, I have no idea.
That would be Table Rock Lake. Charlie, you got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and unfortunately that is only 7 points. So that means I'm going to have to punish you. There's a movie that came out last week starring Meryl Streep as the title character, Florence Foster Jenkins. This is a woman who was a society matron, as they used to say in the old days, who thought that she had a great voice, and she loved singing opera and music like that. What she didn't realize was she was really, really bad. She was, I think she could be, you could call her the wealthiest of all of the punishment music personalities we've used through the years. So here to punish you today, Florence Foster Jenkins, the real one. High notes, but she had no trouble with all the notes. All right, that's enough.
I think she was an alto and didn't know it.
Whatever. She was an off tune. I'm glad you called, Charlie. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, buddy.
And this is not the Meryl Streep songs. These are the originals. A listener by the name of Tom Bonham heard me talking about this last week and found a whole disc of her. And you can tell it's coming right off the vinyl. This is the original album that she made. She even went and performed at Carnegie Hall. And,
wow.
And her husband, or paramour, I don't know if they were married, he's played by Hugh Grant in the movie, never let her know, never let the criticism get to her, so she was completely full of herself and thinking that she was this great diva, when in fact she was...
Girl singing here?
That was her, that was Florence.
Did they write a big check to Carnegie Hall? I mean, how did they let her perform?
Yeah, no,
she rented a big
She rented it out, just like anybody else.
It's not like they hired her for a performance.
No, no.
Tom Bonham, I loved his drumming.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bonzo. Jerry, you're on the Big 550, hello.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good. Welcome to the challenge. Take 5 seconds and plug something.
Yes. Hello to my favorite lovely wife, Jean, and my three kids.
She's your favorite wife.
Wow, that's good.
She keeps acting right, she will stay that way, right?
It's like when I refer to Martha, my wife of 33 years, as my first wife. You know my first wife, Martha.
Yeah.
Jerry, let me turn on the semi... Oh, we already turned it on. We know what the categories are.
Making me jump over.
I'm thrown a little bit by the Florence Foster Jenkins thing.
Oh.
The categories are, have you been paying attention, Showbiz Week, or our new third category, Rock and Roll Movies.
Her name's Jenkins.
Yeah.
Oh.
You knew something was going to go wrong if Jenkins is involved. Jerry, what do you want?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state have an estimated 40,000 homes been damaged and at least 10 people killed by historic floods?
Louisiana.
Correct. Which insurance company is essentially pulling out of Obamacare because the government won't let it merge with another insurance company?
Humana?
It's Aetna that's pulling out because they can't merge with Humana. What has hit the home of Carlo Bernante of Raleigh, North Carolina so often he's considering abandoning his house? Lightning, cars, or burglars?
Cars.
Correct. He's at a bad intersection. What did the Justice Department announce this week it would no longer allow private contractors to run?
Prison.
Correct. What country is the weightlifter from who lost his Olympic gold medal after testing positive from a banned drug? Is it Colombia, Kyrgyzstan, or Russia?
Pass.
You can't. That's the last question. Colombia, Kyrgyzstan, or Russia? Quickly.
Kyrgyzstan.
The correct answer is... Kyrgyzstan. Yeah, nicely done. And by the way, about the Justice Department saying no more private contractor prisons, there are only 13 federal prisons that are run by private contractors. But this report that came out a couple of weeks ago in Mother Jones magazine may have helped turn the tide here, because the Justice Department said they were looking into this, and there are so many reports of abuse and low quality food and medical care, and essentially we had our prison set up to make money. So you have to put more people in there. You have to arrest more people. And we've got the hugest per capita prison population in the world because we're making money for these private companies. Now, this is not affecting the state-level prisons, unfortunately. I'm hoping that they will make that move, because as far as I'm concerned, there are a few things that government should be in charge of. We should have our own defense department. You know, we want the government to run the army, put down the roads, the schools, etc. And I would say prisons is one of those things that should be
yes.
in there. Throwing people in jail should not be a money-making operation for the shareholders of some public company. And I was happy.
This is capitalism in America.
Yeah, but that's the part of of America that shouldn't be part of capitalism. It should be set aside, just like so many other things.
Yes.
But we don't have time to get into that today, Jerry, because we have to reward you for getting all but 2 points here. So 13 points makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your choice of prizes, and we will go to our third contestant. Hello, Antonio.
Hello there. How you doing?
Good. What do you want to plug today?
Nothing really. I just hope I do better than I did last year, because that might be the worst punishment music I've heard. So,
how many points did you get last year?
I think 6.
Okay. Well, now we have a benchmark to compare
yeah.
it to. Which category would you like? Showbiz Week, Rock and Roll Movies, or On This Day?
Let's try Rock and Roll Movies.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Antonio, let's play the Harris Challenge. Played the title character in The Rose?
Bette Midler.
Correct. What rocker did Angela Bassett play in What's Love Got to Do with It?
Tanya Turner, or Tina Turner, sorry.
Tina Turner is right. For 1 point each, name 3 Beatles movies.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I mean movies that starred the Beatles.
Oh. Yeah. The Path.
What Oliver Stone movie starred Val Kilmer as a lead singer?
The Doors.
Correct. What Who rock opera turned movie featured Elton John, Tina Turner, and Anne Margaret?
Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. Name 3 Beatles movies.
Yeah, I don't think I know any Beatles movies. Sorry, not that huge of a fan.
How about the Who rock opera that had in movie form Elton John, Tina Turner, and Anne Margaret? Elton John was the pinball wizard, Tina Turner was the acid queen, and Anne Margaret rolled around in a living room full of baked beans in a movie called Tommy.
Oh, on that big old pillow.
Yes.
And she, that pillow scene. I saw that movie here at Westport Plaza when there was a movie theater.
And you were a younger man, and so you dreamed about Anne Margaret for a couple of months, didn't you?
Yes, on that pillow.
Yes.
You're right.
Beatles movies, Hard Day's Night, Help, Magical Mystery Tour, Let It Be, and I would have given you Yellow Submarine, even though it's not the Beatles' actual voices there.
Right.
You mentioned Sergeant Pepper's. That was a Robert Stigwood produced movie that starred Peter Frampton as Sergeant Pepper and the Bee Gees and Steve Martin as Maxwell of the Silver Hammer. I think George Burns was George Burns in that too. I can't remember. Antonio, you got The Rose, you got Angela Bassett, you got Oliver Stone, 1 and 2 and 4. Oh, only 7 points for you as well.
You did beat it, but not enough.
Yeah, you did better than last year. That's the good news. The bad news is you got to be punished by Florence Foster Jenkins, or as I call her, Flo Jenk. Madison County. That's exactly the frequency for the Madison County pooches. All right, that's enough.
Mama.
You know what's amazing about this? When Tom Bonham sent me these, I listened to them, and I thought he sent me the same cut over and over again. Antonio, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much for playing. Hi, Scott. You're our fourth contestant today.
Well, thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. You want to plug something?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ryan Lochte, you're an idiot.
Yeah. It all starts with lying to your mommy, and you don't lie to your mommy.
No, you don't.
All right, Scott, two categories left. Showbiz Week or On This Day? Which one would you like?
I got my wife here, so let's go On This Day because she's a lot better than I am.
That makes perfect sense. Oh, okay, boy. Scott, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which constitutional amendment ratified on this day in 1920 guaranteed women the right to vote?
Pass.
When the original Woodstock Music and Arts Festival ended on this day in 1969, who was the last performer?
Jimi Hendrix.
Correct.
No, he started. Okay.
No, she's correct. Don't argue. Which U.S. president was born on this day in 1946?
Kennedy.
Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. On this day in... Stop the music for just a second. You said Kennedy?
Yes.
If he was born in 1946, when he was elected in 1960, he would have been 14 years old, Scott.
Hey, he was young. He was
the youngest president for a long, long time, but he wasn't four. You have to be 35 to be president, Scott.
I think he was 35, wasn't he?
What's your wife's name?
Chris.
Put Chris on the phone.
She's here. I'm here.
All right, Chris, from now on, you're answering the questions.
Yeah, did
I can answer that.
Did he go out on a limb by himself on that one?
Kennedy.
He's got the phone. I'm out. Go ahead.
Okay.
Now you're
all right, go ahead.
Go.
Chris, on this day in 1909, where did the first car race to be run on brick take place?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis is right. One share of Google stock now costs about $773. But what was it when it was first offered on NASDAQ on this day? $5, $35, or $85?
What was the first one?
Five, 35, or 85?
Five.
It was $85. Still a heck of a return there now that it's 773.
Good grief.
And it was the 19th Amendment that guaranteed women the right to vote. So let's see. Scott got Jimi Hendrix for two, and Chris got...
No, she got that one.
Yeah, she got
Hendrix. Oh, that's right.
He said no, he opened.
She yelled it out.
So Scott has zero, and Chris has two and four for still only 6 points. I'm sorry. I do have to bring in Flo Jenk. Here's Florence Foster Jenkins again. Oh, it's a different song. Listen.
All right. It sounds like the Three Stooges.
It's a happy, upbeat melody. Flo Jenk?
Sing along, Scott and Chris.
Lovely, Paul. Thank you. You made my weekend.
You're very welcome, Scott and Chris. I hope you both have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
We shall. Thank you. Keep it up.
Thank you. Now here comes our final contestant. Hello, Brian.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Paul?
I'm doing fine. I'm really hoping we don't have a quadruple punishment day, and it all comes down to you. You realize that burden is on you, don't you?
Yeah, I'm already looking forward to it. So,
would you like to use your 5 seconds to plug anything in particular?
Yeah, just how about a shout-out to the AM and the PM crowd?
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. All right. The only category left here is Showbiz Week. 60 seconds 70s, on.
Can I do 70s classic rock?
No, I'm sorry, you can't. The category is Showbiz Week, Brian. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Comedy Central host lost his late-night show this week?
Let's pass on that one.
Which pop star turned down an offer to do the Super Bowl halftime because she said, quote, that show is not about music, unquote?
Adele.
Correct. Which Bill Murray movie debuted as a stage musical in London this week and will head to Broadway next year?
Well, I'll pass on that.
Which Star Wars character was played by 3-foot-8-inch actor Kenny Baker, who died this week at age 81?
R2-D2.
Correct. From what CBS drama was Thomas Gibson fired this week for kicking one of the show's writers? Was it CSI, Criminal Minds, or NCIS?
Shot in the dark, Criminal Minds.
That's correct. Back to the one-pointer. Which Comedy Central host lost his late-night show this week?
I don't know that.
How about the Bill Murray movie? Just guess a Bill Murray movie that's now a stage musical.
Groundhog Day.
The correct answer is... Groundhog Day.
Hey. Wow.
Nice guess. Wow. And the Comedy Central host that you missed, you would have had the clean sweep if you'd gotten this, Larry Wilmore. Or now that he's canceled, I guess it's Larry Will Less. Thank you. Yeah. Hey. Thank you very much.
I've never heard of him.
And that's the problem. That's why he's off the air.
Yeah.
Brian, the good news for you is you don't get punished. You get prizes instead with 14 points. Nicely done.
Bonus.
Yeah, hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes in just a moment here. And that's our Harris Challenge for today. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS, which you can listen to worldwide via the free-to-download KTRS app. And you can get past Harris Challenges in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.